You're listening to Cambridge 105, broadcasting live coverage of the Strawberry Fair band competition from the Portland Arms. We will be crossing to the stage very shortly indeed for tonight's performances. And we're going to go now. This is Christian Smith.
Thank you very much. So this first one's one of my own songs. This is called Bruises.
Took my heart and flew away. But why did you say that you'll return? Trust me when I say I'm not coming back for you today. You're not worth my time or heartbreak. Screw you and your little white lies. I'll break my addiction to your baby blue eyes. Get on the dance floor, honey, and show them how you move. I'm never getting back with you. You're not worth my time. Just shake your ass and fake a smile. I'm sure someone's worth your while. Thank God you're his, no longer mine. Remember when we got together, saying this is it, I'm yours forever. How come that only lasted for a week? Looking back, I'm glad as hell. All my mates agree as well. Under all that makeup, you're just another geek. Screw you and your little white lies. I'll break my addiction to your baby blue eyes. Get on the dance floor, honey, and show them how you move. I'm never getting back with you. You're not worth my time. Just shake your ass and fake a smile. I'm sure someone's worth your while. Thank God you're his, no longer mine. Get on the dance floor, honey, and show them how you move. I'm never getting back with you. You're not worth my time. Get on the dance floor, honey, and show them how you move. I'm never getting back with you. You're not worth my time. Just shake your ass and fake a smile. I'm sure someone's worth your while. Thank God you're his, no longer mine. No longer mine. No longer mine. Thank you. So how are we tonight, Cambridge? Are we all right?
Yeah.
Everyone good?
Yeah.
You're having a good time? Well, this one is a bit slower. This is called Rock and Roll Girl.
Well, you were there with your denim jeans and bright red hair. Rock and roll girl, curious as hell. You step into the room, faces turn and smile at you. Blushing in the light. Will you come home tonight? You know I can see just how you've changed your mind. Everyone seems to sing the blues, but I didn't know till I met you. We're living different ways. You're on a separate page. right time of day, just pick the place, and we will go if you want to. You're a beauty queen, face for a magazine, but you act as if you don't know. Everyone seems to sing the blues, but I didn't know till I met you. We're living different ways. You're on a separate page. Everyone seems to sing the blues, but I didn't know till I met you. We're living different ways. You're on a separate page.
This is another one. It's quite fast paced. This is How to Fly. It's off of my new CD. To no one really knows. Just keep your eyes focused on the floor and keep in mind you've been there before. And step back, take a look and see just what you have grown to be. An adolescent living all alone. Do you remember how to smile? Because you haven't in a while. Look up and face the sky. You'll see how to fly. Out on the town you are alone. No one really wants to know what you've been through. Just keep it all inside. One day you'll get a chance to shine. Tell your story through a song. Just keep your eyes focused on the floor and keep in mind you've been there before. And step back, take a look and see just what you have grown to be. An adolescent living all alone. Do you remember how to smile? Because you haven't in a while. Look up and face the sky. You'll see how to fly. Because you haven't in a while. Look up and face the sky. Step back, take a look and see just what you have grown to be. An adolescent living all alone. Do you remember how to smile? Because you haven't in a while. Look up and face the sky. You'll see how to fly. Thank you. So you want to join yourselves, yeah? If you like what you see, please do check me out on Facebook. It's Christian Smith Music. And I've got some CDs for sale if anyone would like one. They're £3 each, 5 tracks on them. And this is another one off of it. This is called Find A Way Through. Spent these nights wondering how to make it right and how I'd feel in the morning. Oh, I've seen your dreams, watched them all slowly fade away, but I'll be there to brighten up your day. Darling, if you'll let me find a way through, then I'd show you that it's me for you. Watch the day go by and fade into tomorrow, and I'll be there still waiting for you. Listen to the radio and sing along with every song we'd know, and I will wipe the tears from your weeping eyes. Darling, if you'll let me find a way through, then I'd show you that it's me for you. Darling, if you'll let me find a way through, then I'd show you that it's me for you. Thanks a lot. This is another slow one. This is called Heavenly Smile. The night grows older as I stare at the sky. I pull her closer and I hold her tight. Whisper in her ear words you wanna hear and hope things turn out right. I say, darling, please forgive me for things that I might have done accidentally. I'm gonna stay right here for a while, just so I can see your heavenly smile. I stare right into your God-given eyes and hope and pray that this is not just tonight. I'll see you again in a couple of days, in more than just a friendly way. So I say, darling, please forgive me for things that I might have done accidentally. I'm gonna stay right here for a while, just so I can see your heavenly smile. Heavenly smile, your heavenly smile. So this is my last song. And this is about going out and getting drunk, to be fair. This is called All the Time. Coming home for the weekend, just missed the vacancy sign. Lights out in the corridor, now I made that girl mine. Just crash the party, steal the beer. Can't believe we ended up here. Drink until it's out of my mind. Maybe leave this town behind. Just play some games and have some laughs. Reminisce about the past. Listen to the neighbors complaining. Go outside when it stops raining. Punch the air and down your beer. Just make do with what we got here. Not a lot, but we'll be fine. We'll be laughing all the time. See that girl, just call her here. Find some words to speak in her ear. Find a place where you can dine. You'll be laughing all the time. Lights out at 3 a.m. Can't remember what we've done. How many drinks I had last night? Pretty sure it was more than one. See the bottles on the table, or the cider up the wall. Where on earth has all the booze gone? Surely we didn't drink it all. Punch the air and down your beer. Just make do with what we got here. Not a lot, but we'll be fine. We'll be laughing all the time. See the girl, just call her here. Find some words to speak in her ear. Find a place where you can dine. You'll be laughing all the time. Thank you very much.
There we go. That was Christian Smith, the first artist to perform for us this evening. I sound like I'm not out of breath. I haven't just run back. There are three more to come. Pretty good. Enjoyed that. If you want to give us your opinions on any of the artists that you're hearing tonight, don't forget Cambridge 105 have a collective vote and our engineers want your opinions. So if you want to chip in with your thoughts on what's going on the stage tonight, you can email studio@cambridge105.fm, text 07919 070490, and they will give their scores. The judging criteria, for those who want to know specifically what it is they're looking for, is as follows. Let's move my sheet. Thank you very much, Rob. Okay, we're looking for technical ability, which is difficult to judge when you're listening to it, but well, I suppose you can to a certain extent. Innovation and originality in terms of the song lyrics and the style. Stage presence. Again, that's difficult to judge when you're not watching. Strawberry factor is how well you think they would fit in the Strawberry Fair. And it's a 10 mark out of each one of those options. So it's 40 in total. If you want to send in your suggestions, we'll read out what you think on the air. We won't read out what we think on the air because that's not fair. Yeah, we'll put your thoughts into the mix and we'll have Pete Robbins' opinions on the performance from Christian Smith now, as he's just waiting outside. I thrust him a microphone. There we go.
Hello.
Hello. What did you think then?
Great. It was really good.
Yeah?
Really very good indeed. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Okay. Thanks, Pete Robbins.
Is that That's it? My expert opinion.
Right. Come on.
No,
where's your graph?
Where's my graph? Oh, well, hang on. Let me just put it up here.
Okay, well, how do you want to do it? Do you want to give an overview or do you want to do it in terms of judging it on the individual aspects that a judge is looking for?
I think it's best to give it an overview right at this second. Yeah, I loved the way you interacted with the audience, actually. It was really, really good.
Yeah?
Really good, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you came up, he was confident.
Yeah?
So many young songwriters I see at the moment don't engage with an audience. They don't talk to the audience. They don't acknowledge the audience.
Just so I think that's play the songs
just
and
play the
that's
songs
it.
And go out. Yeah, okay. Exactly. And I think it's really important to do that. And he did that in a really good way. It wasn't sort of overbearing. He wasn't like, hey, but he was obviously concerned with what the audience thought.
Yeah.
if that makes sense.
I thought you came across as being quite humble.
Yeah, incredibly humble. Mm. Yeah, incredibly humble. Yeah, it was very unassuming. And, yeah, a great set of really nice songs. You can tell he's not been performing for very long, but the skills he seemed to put across on the stage were quite adamant, actually. No, very, very good. Yeah.
All of his own material, of course, and I thought some of the lyrics in there were pretty well written. And the songs, in terms of the style, varied. There was quite a ballady one. The end was quite upbeat and Ed Sheeran-y like in terms of.
You're not the first person
compared
to say
it
that.
To "You Need Me, I Don't Need You." I thought it sounded a little bit like that in terms of it's quite a fast-paced.
Someone else actually,
track.
I was talking to on the Strawberry Fair Committee, said that made the same comparison. Okay, actually. And so yeah, I think that's quite a fair comparison. If you look at some of the earlier Ed Sheeran stuff, you know, there's a lot of footage of Ed on YouTube when he was, you know, we've got to remember it was only 4 years ago that he was doing venues the same size.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the way he reacts and the way he's grown up as an artist is probably, you know, if you went to look 5 years down the line at how Christian's performing, you'd probably be somewhere in the sort of same sort of region, maybe.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. All right, so generally speaking, we're happy, but we shouldn't sort of go overboard because it's difficult to really give a proper opinion at the moment because we haven't seen all the others. So you sort of need to do it in context, in comparison to the other artists, because it is a competition.
Well, that's why I thought it was probably best to give an overview
right now.
Because it's unfair to kind of judge someone too harshly until we, you know, you can't judge something just on the cover, as it were, to use that age-old terrible analogy.
No, definitely. All right, well, we're not sure what's going on now because they are running slightly late, so it may be that they're not going to have so much of a changeover between artists, and you arguably don't need so much of a changeover for acoustic because there's only one or two of them. Music and Spies are up next.
Yes.
So we will cross back to the stage once we've got them ready, and then we'll chat with Christian, hopefully, either after Music and Spies, if there's a bit more of a gap, or if he turns up now, then we'll chat to him and hopefully not cut off the interview straight away. Are we finding Christian? Is he on his way to us somewhere? No,
I'm sure he is.
I hope he is.
I'm sure he is.
I can see.
I can see someone coming out here.
Is that Nicola with him as well?
Looks like
she's showing him where. Okay, well, hopefully they won't start on the stage without before we've chatted to Christian. Here he is. We'll find out from Nicola. You're going to hold the performance while we chat to Christian for 5 minutes. Is that all right?
Yeah,
lovely. Yeah, okay, brilliant. All right, let's get Christian a microphone and we'll chat to him. Yeah, come in, Christian. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Grab your microphone. We've got a microphone for him. We've got to share Pete's microphone.
I think we are going
to. Okay, all right. Well, you can ask him a question first, Pete. And
Well, how did you find that performance, first of all?
Yeah, that was great. Really enjoyed it. The crowd were pretty good.
Yeah, it was a small but attentive crowd, and I think that was the best thing. Yeah, you seem incredibly relaxed, actually, and incredibly confident, because I understand you haven't actually been playing live for that long.
Oh, a few years, 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually played here the other month, and the crowd were quite good then.
Mm-hmm. Who are you playing here with?
I was here with Autumn McDonald. I remember that much.
Okay, I know Autumn.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. One of the Alan's Promotions nights, I think. Yeah, okay. Excellent. I thought it was a great set. I thought it was really good. You seem really relaxed, really confident, but not overly sort of egotistic, which is quite nice. And see, because even some songwriters, Tim and I were just discussing, come on, and they're like, yes, this is me, look at me, I'm great, or they just stare at their shoes and don't acknowledge the audience at all. You seem to have found quite a nice middle ground. Is that something that you've learnt over playing over the past year or two?
In all honesty, I just try to be myself and have a good time and make sure everyone else has a good time as well. Try not to be too over the top.
Excellent. Good stuff. And how do you think you fared in the judges' eyes this evening?
I'm not too sure. we'll find out. Hopefully, I've done pretty well.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Are you too overly fussed about the outcome tonight? What are you in it for? Are you in it to win it, or are you in it just for a bit of experience to see where this takes you?
I'd like to win it.
Yeah? You'd like to win it?
Yeah.
Well, of course you would like to win it.
I think everyone would like to win
it. Yeah, of course. Have you been in any competitions before?
I've done March Has Got Talent.
March Has Got Talent. Whoa. Not familiar with that one. Okay. How well did you do in that?
I didn't win.
Oh, you didn't win.
I got beaten by a beatboxer.
Oh,
okay. He was very good.
Well, what do you think about this one then? Because you're on a level playing field with the artists tonight. They're all similar artists to you. Yeah. They're all acoustic. So that's better, I suppose, isn't it? You'd rather perform with people that are similar to you than complete cross-section of artists.
In the same category, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's quite an even night.
Yeah.
I've seen the others play and they're all really good.
Okay, you've done your homework on them then.
Well...
Who would you say out of the others then is your favourite personally?
Well, I quite like the G duo.
Music and Spice?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. Any reason?
They just seem very down-to-earth guys.
Yeah?
Seem pretty chilled out.
Okay, all right. Tell us a bit about your CD. You were promoting it.
Yeah, it got released on Saturday. It's five tracks on it. I played all five here tonight.
Yeah.
It's only £3. If anyone wants a copy, head over to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Christian Smith Music UK. Mm-hmm. And there's a link on there to where it's for sale, and it's only £3.
All right, lovely. And you were in on our Drive Time show on Monday.
I was, yeah.
And you did some stuff then as well. What was that like? Have you been on the radio too much before?
Well, I've actually been on 105 twice this year.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I was on in January with Andrew Young.
Okay, yeah.
And I was on Monday.
Oh, well.
So three times quite now. Familiar with you guys.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, we'll maybe chat to you again later on. If you announce as the winner, we'll be wanting to chat to you. But have you got any other gigs coming up that you want to promote while you're here?
Yeah, I'm back at Cambridge on the 29th of this month at the Emperor.
Okay.
And I'm in Flood's Tavern in St Ives on the 12th of April. And I'm also back here in Cambridge at the Fountain in the 5th of May,
right,
which is an all-day festival.
Okay.
Where there's going to be quite a few acoustics and a few bands there, and it's going to be a really good day.
Is that another Allen's Promotions do? Yeah, yeah, we won't mention it too many times, but yeah, we know.
Let's make that the last.
We know them. All right, thank you very much, Christian.
Thanks for having me.
Thank
cheers.
You. A good night tonight.
There we go. Yeah, no, I thought it was a great all-round performance. I'm really looking forward to Music and Spice, just because I seem to remember them playing at our Children in Need event.
Yes.
For a bit last year.
In Sainsbury's car park.
Yes, in Sainsbury's car park.
Yep, they play all the glamorous locations.
Yes, exactly. but I seem to really, you know, for two guys that were obviously very cold playing outside, couldn't fool them.
No.
Yeah, they were doing very, very well indeed. Right.
They're quite happy, as we chatted to them earlier on this
year.
They're quite happy to play in front of an audience of lots of people or nobody.
Yeah.
And last night they did a gig in London and there was nobody there and they had a lovely time.
Good.
So that's good. They're quite happy to perform their music. You know, they're not one of these artists that really gets sort of wound up if there's nobody there and it starts to let them affect their performance. And as you said earlier on, any gig's a gig. It's all experience.
It is, absolutely.
Whether there's nobody there or not, you should definitely take something out from it and learn from it the next time, which is... very true. Is there a Facebook picture gone up again, Lawrence? Have we just posted a picture up of Christian? Yeah, I've just got an alert telling me something's appeared. Oh, okay, that was Music and Spies, right. We're putting a picture up of us talking to Christian. There'll be pictures of us talking to all the acts this evening. If you want to put the pictures with the sound, Cambridge 105 Facebook page is the place to go to. So Music and Spies are up next then, so we're looking forward to hearing from them. Then we've got Good Morning Beautiful and Just William and the Outlaws. Is there any advantage, any disadvantage in Music and Spies being a duo compared to the other acts who are solo artists?
Not at all.
No?
I don't think so. More does not always equal better, I think. I think the performance has still got to be great. I think the songs have still got to be great. And an individual can pull that off just as well as a duo, in my head.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your opinion for now.
No problem.
Mr. Expert.
Yes.
We'll let you dash back in.
Please stop calling me that.
Oh, what would you like to be called?
Just Pete's fine.
Pete. Okay, just Pete's fine. Thanks very much, just Pete's fine. Thanks for coming and chatting to us. I like your I like your T-shirt, by the way. Nice.
It's
purple T-shirt.
Yeah,
didn't see
it
earlier. Run your coat on.
Yeah, this is the coat. Yeah. That is the coat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I've always had it on.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't notice it
earlier.
Yeah,
no, it's good. But complete with acoustic music cardigan.
Yes. I like your cardigans.
It's good. Yeah, I have a variety.
You do
cardigans.
Have a variety of cardigans.
I love my cardigans.
You do.
Yeah.
Love a bit
I'll
of
bring
knitwear.
Out the grey one with the brown buttons at one point.
Oh.
My real,
can't
real...
wait for that.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Fashion watch is starting now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You ready? Okay, you're going to have to forgive me, because if we're bad, then it's because I haven't got a lucky hat today, because I had good hair. Cool then. Right.
Cool, let's do this. Someone prepared. See, I'm standing here ready. He's back around his pockets. On the bottom line of the bottom of the list. From these words I can only hope you'll catch my drift. I'll throw it in the open tonight, though I suffer from stage fright. But I know you won't catch the sun in your eyes. I send a single letter to you. I say three harmless words to you. I think it's time I told it true, yeah, I do. I kinda like you, yeah, I think you're alright. I promised myself I'd say it tonight. And as the saying goes, I know you won't bite, but I'm hoping you do. I'm not a fan of the back of the queue, 'cause another could win, and when I'm at the back of the queue, I'm at the back of the queue. I throw it in the open tonight, though I suffer from stage fright. But I know you won't catch with the sun in your eyes. I send a single letter to you. I say three harmless words to you. I think it's time I told it true. Yes, yes, I do. I kinda like you, yeah, I think you're alright. You make it hard to say when you look at me that way. I could screw things up with the bad luck I'm having lately. It's who you are that makes me lose control. Maybe, baby, crazy lady, don't play your games with me. I throw it in the open tonight, though I suffer from stage fright. But I know you won't catch with the sun in your eyes. I send a single letter to you. I say three harmless words to you. And I think it's time I told it true. Yes, yes, I do. I kinda like you, I think you are alright. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I love.
We don't believe in set lists because we feel that's limiting ourselves. So we just sort of make it up as we go along, and then, you know, whatever we feel, whatever sort of, you know, empty in pockets on the box.
You have to bear with me. We don't actually have any songs that we wrote with the box. We didn't realise that before we brought it. But so we figured we might as well try it.
Yeah.
So I was just making it up, so.
Yeah, we don't know what this is, really. But that's cool.
Let's do this.
Organic, that's true. One, two, three.
Brake lights, stop signs, coming to the end of the road now. Borderline insane, spark has gone out somehow. And would you fly if I tried a little harder this time? And would you try if I promised I'd ride along beside you? Say it again, I didn't get a word out there. How am I to understand when you went like that? Darling, the errors of my ways, they're just a phase. So please, say it again, say it again, say it again. Say it again, say it again, say it again. There's silence, dead space, let me hear no sound. Now my feet are on the ground. I am alive, I breathe fresh air, I can work it out, now I have come around. And would you die if I promised to jump behind you? And would you sigh if I promised I would listen to you this time? Say it again, I didn't get a word up there. How might I understand when you were not there? Darling, the errors of my ways, they're just a phase. So please, say it again, say it again, say it again. Say it again, say it again, say it again. Turn your back on me, I'm trying so hard. Don't turn your back on me, cause you'll live to regret it. Don't turn your back on me, I'm trying so hard. Don't turn your back on me, cause I ain't going nowhere. Say it again, I didn't get a word up there. How would I understand when you were not there? Darling, the errors of my ways, they're just a phase. So please, say it again, say it again. Say it again, say it again, say it again.
Thank you. That was cute. That was called Say Again. Actually, every time we play that, we forget how much we like it. Cheers, yeah, thanks.
You were so into that, man.
No,
I was getting
it.
For a minute there, I thought you turned into a unicorn or something. You
know,
did. You seemed amazing.
I did.
Should we play one we know?
Yeah, let's do that.
So we should have a new EP coming out in like April time, but as some of the people know already, that we're late for everything, so it's probably going to be like August, but hopefully April. And this is a title track. We just got that back a couple of days. Yeah, why not? All right. So yeah, this is the title track. It's called In My Hands, and hopefully it should be on iTunes, etc. soon. April, not August, hopefully.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Is it going like that old Ford truck? Taking it steady, never been ready, and always had the best luck. Meanwhile, there's nothing wrong with my personality, but I've got a borderline OCD that won't let me sleep till 3:30, but I'm free.
Free?
Yeah, I feel free. Keeping it up till everybody wakes up early in the morning with a cup of tea. It sounds good to me. And you got my attention like a bright light in the dark. The only way to find my way is follow it home and make sure I am ready. Well, I'm so ready. I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Yeah. Oh, don't listen to what I said. I was talking out my... I should have given you the time that you needed and all the things I had. To give, forgive, forget it all. Leave it all behind for somebody else to find. There's always gonna be the waters and the air doors till we find the end of the line. But now I'm back again with my arms wide open. Yeah, they're wide open, baby. With a sense and gratitude. Oh, I'm only hoping that I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready.
lonely man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Ooh, is it today already? Oh, I better be going. No, I'm not going anywhere. And the way I'll make sure that it's locked the door, you're not going. 'Cause I am ready to hold your heart in my hands, and I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Yeah, I am ready to hold your heart in my hands, and I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can. If you like that, then that should be available soon. Follow us on Facebook at faithless.com/musicandspies. That's not spice, that's spies, as in James Bond. That's how we... Because everyone always says music and spice, and we're like, no, not curry. It's quite... What do you want to play?
Let's do Bad Jokes, £10 notes.
Yeah, all right then.
Yeah, cool. This one's not an EP.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
I know,
yeah, it is, yeah. This one's also an EP.
We're such an organised band, we're amazing. No.
Let's do this. You ready?
Yeah. Whenever he spoke, he'd mention her name. Well, it must be something she did to make him take the blame, 'cause lately he's been upside down and round, yeah, thinking it over. Bad jokes and £10 notes. Last week he smiled, a smile that told the world he was doing fine. Today she let him know it was over nothing but bad jokes and £10 notes. I couldn't catch it all as I watched it fall over. Bad jokes and £10 notes. There's no smoke without fire. I got caught in the barbed wire over bad jokes and £10 notes. Looks in the mirror, I notice a change in the smile fades from the face of a man who's been knocked down, knocked down hard, but the strength regains, and nothing will remain the same. Well, she could have been mine, but she took the pen and drew the line below. Bad jokes and £10 notes. I couldn't catch it all as I watched it fall. There's no smoke without fire. I got caught in the barbed wire over bad jokes and £10 notes. And there might be a time when you need a lift, when you can't carry your bags filled with disappointment, but you can't throw it all away over bad jokes and £10. No, 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 you don't, no. Nice. I couldn't catch it all as I watched it fall over. Bad jokes and £10. No. There's no smoke without fire. played the guy.
Let's play In the Rain. And can we do two? Yeah. Yeah? Yeah, so. In the Rain, In the Rain guy.
How behind are you now? Have we got
one? Behind? Which one is it? You got time? Let's do it. Yes.
Two it is.
Well then.
In the Rain, In the Rain.
Do you have a laugh? What are you going to do? Have a drink?
La 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 la, ha la 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 la. Let's all sing, ha la 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 la, laying it down. Ha la 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 la, ha la 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 la. Let's all sing, ha la 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 la, hallelujah. Got nothing to lose, I guess. So what am I waiting for? Tell her she needs to get out more. There's the door. Get your shoes on and come with me. Yeah. They say good things happen to those who wait. Oh, but I'm getting tired of waiting. Learn how to tie your shoes. Learn to get lost before you lose yourself. Let me know your name and let it be today. 'Cause good things happen in the rain. Out of everybody that you choose, all they do is use you. If I was given the opportunity, I would be too scared to lose you. So I guess I'm here to conclude that maybe, baby, you should change the range you choose from, dear. They say good things, they happen to those who wait. Tired of waiting. Learn how to tie your shoes. Learn to get lost before you lose yourself. Let me know your name and let it be today. 'Cause good things happen in the rain. Oh, and it's falling down. Yeah, it's going down and down. Oh, make sure you go out. Don't follow it down the drain and take a good look at the view. Maybe come out of your room. They say good things happen to those who wait. But I'm getting tired of waiting every day for you to pass by without saying hello. In the rain, la 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 la, ha la 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 la, let's all sing, la 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 la, hallelujah.
So I'm just gonna blaps out quick. Something. This is like a 2 minute song. It's the first thing we ever put together, so. I might need that. This is called The Guy. You can get it for free on our Facebook if you like it. So yeah.
Come on now, don't be silly. Come on now, don't be silly. The only one you're fooling is yourself.
There we go, Music and Spies.
Yeah, Music
and Spies. Tom really likes them.
Live.
Live on Cambridge 105. They're the second of the four acts that we're hearing from this evening. And Peter's here once again with his thoughts. What did you think, then?
I really enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it.
Have you seen them before?
Yeah, but I don't remember them being quite like that, actually.
They've definitely come on a lot since I last saw them, which was a few months ago. They've added a few more instruments to their set. So for those
have
people,
who,
yeah, for those people, well, they were just two guys with the guitar before.
Oh, right, I see.
But they've added a bit of percussion in there. So one of them does the foot drum, and the other one does a bit of box drumming and a bit of tambourine or cymbal, whatever the technical word is for that.
Hitting.
Okay, that's technical. Fine. So I like that they've had it incorporated into that. They remind me of like a one man band. It's like they should have a drum on the back and a keyboard around the front and all that sort of stuff.
Yes, they do indeed. The bass drum on the foot thing is, you know, it's quite common now. I think Mumford and Sons kind of made that.
How easy is that from a musician's point of view? How easy is it to play guitar and do that at the same time? Is it a bit like rubbing your chest and tapping your head at the same time?
Talking to a drummer. So actually very easy from my point of view.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, it probably takes a little bit of getting used to, but I think like anything, if you've got a sense of rhythm, if you can play a guitar and your two hands have and you're singing, you're already doing three things at once because you've got a hand that's strumming, you've got a hand that's changing chord patterns, you're singing.
There's only so many things you can coordinate at one go, isn't there, before you sort of go to pot?
Well, you know, some people may say that and some people might not. I think it's great to see them really utilising and being maximising the use of just the two of them in terms of different instruments. So that was really nice to see. And it was a great set. You know, they generally seem to like just being on stage.
They do.
They also seem to just have fun with it. They weren't too serious about it. They obviously still take what they do quite seriously, you know, as musicians. But what I took away from that is that they just really just had a lot of fun being up there, which is good. And you know, I think it was a great attitude that they had. Definitely, you know, that definitely made me smile more than once during their set.
You got good chemistry between the two.
Very good chemistry, yeah. And it was good to have a bit of banter between the two of them and, you know, interacting with each other and the rest of them as well.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
They're here.
Are they here?
They are here.
Already?
Yes.
There we are.
Here we are again.
Hello. Can we have the mic this time?
Another radio mic.
Thanks.
How was that then?
It was wonderful. Yeah, lovely. Yeah, cheers.
Very pretty. Very, very pretty.
Very pretty.
Yes.
Yeah, cheers.
You look like you're enjoying yourselves. You always do, though.
Could you see us?
How did you get back so quick?
I was standing right in front of you, and these guys can see you on a webcam on the screen over there.
Oh, cheeky.
That is very cheeky.
You sort of, you move at 2 or 3 second intervals, look like robots
like
on the screen.
Like
pretty much. Yeah.
And that's not just tonight. We always have a webcam trained on you.
Do you?
I do, but we can't say that on the radio.
You lucky lot.
Anyway,
sorry, Tim.
Last time I saw you, which was November, when you did the Sainsbury's car park gig for us, which I'm sure is the last time I saw you play live for us in this sort of situation. You did my last drive show, but that was different. That wasn't with Nathan.
That was
with your other replacement.
Brother.
Ollie. Yeah.
It would have been.
Your brother? Yeah. Know him? Yeah.
Where were you?
I think I was in London.
Being useless.
Too busy. Anyway, you started to incorporate a bit more a bit more instrumentation into your set.
Yes.
Percussion.
Yes.
You brought a drum along.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got the box drum out today.
I
particularly like your cymbal playing at the irregular intervals.
Thanks. You know what? There's no plan with the cymbal.
No, it did look like that.
I'm going to go for it.
And you look really pleased with yourself when you hear that. It's like, oh, that sounded good.
I didn't know anyone noticed, but I do. I just sort of go, right, I'm going to hit the cymbal. I'm going to do it.
Yes, yeah, there's a little smile on your face.
The second song we did that. We play it different. We've only played it twice with him on the cajon. And we didn't really know what we were doing. All I kept hearing was, so I guess he was enjoying himself.
No, there did look to be several times in there where he just went off on his own and you didn't really know what was going on. But it sounded good.
Oh, good. That's a good thing then, isn't it?
Yeah, he just got carried away there.
The cymbal's there, I think, every now and then I'll give it a whack.
Well, if it's there.
I'm not a drummer, so it makes no sense to me.
No.
It's my cymbal.
Yeah.
You should pay for that.
Well, do you want to ask a question from a drummer to somebody that's not a drummer that's trying to play the drums?
Keep going. Yeah, just keep going with it, because it's great. As long as you're hitting things, it's fine. That's good. It's about hitting them in the right order at the right time. That's the tricky part.
Was I doing that?
Just about. Yeah, it was pretty good. Not at all. No, it was good. It was very, very good. No, I thought your set was really great. It was really refreshing to see two guys just having lots of fun.
Thank you very much.
Are you okay? You're not going to fall over?
No, someone's throwing cameras, phones. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, that happens. Lauren's that happens a lot again. Down here. Yeah. But no, it was really good to see just two guys having lots of fun on stage and interaction between yourself. You both. I take it you probably know each other quite well with the way
intimately,
that you react.
Yes.
Well,
we're good
maybe
friends.
Steer away from that. But you've known each other quite a long while, and that really shows through on stage.
People are going to start worrying, you know.
In terms of your style, I can definitely hear a lot of Jason Mraz in there.
Nightmade.
Yeah, but you haven't heard their Jason Mraz mashup.
Oh, really?
We love it when someone says Jason Mraz-esque because it makes us feel all good inside.
Oh, does it really? Yeah. Oh, well, that's good to know.
We like Jason Mraz.
Yeah, that's good. And it's great. I'm a huge Jason Mraz fan, for especially the earlier stuff. The early stuff's really
good. Yeah, us too. Really, high five.
Mr. A to Z
yes.
Is the album for me.
The best album.
We would have
played Plain as well. It's in our
set. I love that. It's superb. It was really, really good. And I tell you what, it was even nicer to hear songs that weren't of the norm as well. You're quite inventive with your chords, you're quite inventive with your lyrics, and there was really little stories being told within those songs, and it was really good.
We try and steer away from the whole acoustic artist stereotype where they just get up on the stage and start crying and stuff.
Might be taking it to the extreme.
We try to have a bit of fun up there. You know, you don't have to have a whole band to make a lot of noise.
Absolutely. And I thought you guys were really good. In fact, for two of you, it was great to see so much energy. Because I think that's really hard, even as a duo, to kind of create that. And Tim, as we were talking about in the pre sort of gig build up chat, was about being able to draw an audience in. Yeah. And I think these guys really, really did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed that the room wasn't quite paying attention at the start, but they certainly were by the end. And that's a good sign.
That's it. And you seem to loosen up about halfway through as well. You seem to really kind of go, right, actually, we're just doing what we do.
Because we knew what we were doing after that.
Well, that always helps.
Yeah, but you're seasoned pros when it comes to being in competitions of this nature, aren't you, really? You've been in a few, well in a few.
Probably far too many competitions.
A few judges.
I think we ought to quit at the competitions, really, and just sort of not...
After this one.
Yeah, after this one. We like this one.
We don't. Yeah.
But, I think we might have entered too many. I think people are going to start getting annoyed.
No.
Well, I don't think so.
Never enter too many competitions.
No, I don't think so.
As long as you do all right in them. If you get last every time, then there's somebody trying to tell you something, but you haven't been.
So. We always seem to get about halfway through them and then flop.
Yeah.
Well, you've only got two rounds to get through in this. You get through this one to the final, and then it's the final, so that's it. So.
This will probably be our flop then.
We'll wait and see. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it could be quite an interesting outcome tonight.
I agree.
Anyway.
All right, the track that you played that's the title track of your EP was called what?
In My Hands.
In My Hands.
Yes.
And it'll be out. I noticed you used my line, by the way, which did get a laugh. Thanks.
Yes. Thank you very much,
in August,
Tim.
It's not in April. You're welcome.
Is that words of music,
that
Tim Willett?
That's what I said earlier on to them, and he nicked it, yeah. But that's all right. Anyway, when it's out, you'll have to come back and do some more stuff for us. And
we would love that very much.
All that sort of stuff.
It's always a pleasure.
Excellent. And if you win, we'll chat to you again later, but if not... Thanks.
We won't.
We won't.
Cheers.
See ya.
Go in and see the rest of the acts.
That's it.
We're now ready, I think, for the next artist on stage. No, we're not ready. I was going to do a sound check. Okay. The next artist on stage has just literally arrived. I saw him come in halfway through Music and Spice set. He's come up from London. His name is Good Morning Beautiful. That's his artist name. I don't actually know what his real name is. Do you know what his real name is?
No, I don't.
No?
No. It could be his real name.
It could be his real name.
Why not?
You never know.
Enough people have said that to him that now he thinks that's what his name is.
Yeah,
it's a nice name though. I like it.
Oh, he must be beautiful.
I want to see his driver's license. If that's true, that's awesome.
Go and ask him.
How beautiful he is.
Yeah.
I want to see him in the morning though. Good morning, beautiful. Maybe he's only beautiful in the mornings.
Maybe he's a morning glory.
Maybe it's about someone else.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, maybe if he's not beautiful in the morning, it would end up being good morning. Ah! Which you don't want.
Maybe. Well, we'll ask him all these questions in our in-depth interview in about half an hour's time.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he can't wait for that. He's just come off from London and he's been interviewed by two clowns here asking him what his name means. But there we go. Our questions don't get much deeper than that, really, do they?
Well, mine might do.
Two clowns have just interviewed two clowns. Because
no, you're not clowns.
We're quite close to it.
Did you find us funny?
Did I find you funny?
Yes.
Well, you weren't trying to be funny, really, were you?
No.
Do you find us funny without trying to be funny?
I tell you what, generally speaking, honestly, you make me feel happy. You're like an uplifting spirits sort of performance. I think so. Do you feel more happier now?
I do, actually. No. It's a great show. It was a good show. And I'd like to see what comes next, really.
Yeah, definitely. You got any other gigs coming up that you want to promote, by the way?
Hang on. I'll get out the calendar.
Any local ones that I can't come to? Because I never can when you play, normally.
Cambridge. I don't think we've got anything coming up in Cambridge.
We're not playing all of these, are we? No, they're just there. Okay.
Promote your own, not somebody else's.
Oh, jeez.
Temper at the studio. We're in London at the Avalon, which is wherever that is.
You'll find it.
On Tuesday, that is.
I'm going to see Jimmy Carr on the 16th, so we're not doing
anything
that night.
Going to see Dan there.
we're playing just the Undersolo on the 19th of March. That's in London.
22nd, we're playing.
Do you have the 5th of April free in case you get through to the final?
5th of April?
Yeah.
It says new event.
Is the final on the 5th of April?
That is the 5th of April.
It is.
Final, Nips. That means, so why have you put it there?
Because I thought it was then. Right.
It's not the 29th.
It was supposed to be the 29th, but it got moved.
On the 29th, we're in the Red Lion in Biggleswade then.
That's okay then. You can do that gig now.
Yeah, so what's the 5th?
That's fine. The 5th is the final.
That was you, not me.
That was somebody giving you a clue that you might need to put it in your diary. Leave it as a new event for now, and if you get through, then you can fill the details in.
Yeah.
If you fill it in now, you'll be a curse.
Well, otherwise, it can. At the moment, it's just open. You know, it could be either play the band competition final or have drinks with friends
and drown your sorrows.
That's it. Yeah.
Tell you what, if you guys don't get through, you'd be great to come on our show anyway and just be our pundits for the evening.
Oh, can we just come with you guys and just chill?
You can just be on the radio. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
All right. Put it in your diary. Confirm booking. Whether you're on the stage or not.
We're just final.
Yeah, you could be the yes. If you're not through, you can come and judge the other artists for us on the radio.
And instead of playing songs, you could play us. Maybe.
What do you mean? Just play your music.
Just play our music.
We'll come in with our guitars and you can just play us.
Okay, well, anyway, it's been lovely to chat to you once again. We must move on now because we are now ready for the next artist on stage. See ya. This is Good Morning Beautiful. Bye. No, we're not ready now, Rob. Oh, for crying out loud. You can't type fast enough.
No.
He's giving me instructions on a computer. He says, keep going.
Nicola came and stuck her head in to check if we were ready.
I see. She's waiting for us.
She's running in. High speed.
We need to have Nicola with a pair of headphones like Dom's got.
That would be
good. In
fact,
Dom needs to be Nicola. There's a thought.
We'll leave you with that thought.
I'm going to put my microphone down.
Yeah, we need to go in and watch the next
artist. We do. Yeah.
If you want to give your comments on any of the performances you've heard tonight from the musical side, not our presenting ability, you can email us on the usual contact details.
I tell you what, this isn't good enough. Touch. Find your way out through the steady beat. Now don't be shy, tell all the ghosts you meet. Now listen up, don't speak a word. Voice it breaks, breaking against our will. You may creep right back into the darkest days. 'Cause you may creep right back into the darkest days. Beware of those darkest days. Beware of those darkest days. you may creep right back into your darkest days. Beware of the darkest days. Beware of the darkest days.
Cheers.
Thanks.
I don't really ever perform, ever, so, and I was really late and drunk when it turned out, but thanks for listening, cheers. And I know Kristen from back home, so I'm sure he did wicked. He's a good lad.
We are Cambridge 105.
So yeah, I'm just going to play a few more songs. This one's called As Long As It Takes. Sometimes we all need a little bit of time to figure out what we're doing. Maybe when you play an acoustic set, maybe in life, it applies to everything.
Oh, you
And as long as it may take to understand, and as long as this may take, now leave.
Cool, so I'm going to do a cover now. It's by a guy called Dallas Green. If anyone knows him. Are they not at all? This is my own song. Huh? This is a song I wrote about my parents. But I have wonderful parents. I wouldn't change it for the world, as I'm sure everyone here is the same with their parents. But my parents are very good people, and I wish that when I'm their age, I'm as happy as them. This one's called A Grand Optimist.
straight from counting the beads on a rosary. Now the wound has begun to turn. Another lesson that this God won't learn. And this is not a cry for pity or for sympathy. I guess I take after my mother. Ooh, I guess I take after my mother.
Enough one of my songs. And yeah, I was late tonight and it's just not on. But in my defense, I was in a band for a lot of years and I did exactly what everyone else had to do tonight. And I'm not excusing it, but I paid my due. So I apologise to everyone for not seeing their set before me because it's totally unprofessional and I hate all that stuff, but just give me this one, it's fine. This is a song by me called Be Quiet and Drive, and Deftones covered it. Thank you.
kiss away, drunk awareness away, drunk awareness Cool, yes, I have a couple more and then I will get out your hair and leave you for the headliners. Well, I wrote it, so...
Oh yeah, I've got to play that and I forgot about playing that.
We are Cambridge 105.
I've only got one more. Cool. Cool, I've got one more. So thank you very much for listening and putting up with my banter. And again, I apologise for turning up late. I hate doing that. I never have done it in my life until tonight, so. I'm going to end on one of mine. You can download it for free on Bandcamp if you search it. I really appreciate everyone giving my ears because that's all we want to do really when we write songs, just play to people. So I hope everyone else had a wicked set and the rest of the night's what everyone expects and everyone has a few drinks and has a good time. I've been Good Morning Beautiful and this is called Content. We'll be right back.
And thank you, guys. Cheers. Enjoy the rest of your night. Thanks.
Good morning, beautiful.
Hello.
Cambridge 105. Hi. Oh, dear. It was almost like we choreographed that, but we really didn't.
No.
No.
I saw the opportunity. I took it.
Yes. Well, there we go. There we go. So that was Good Morning, Beautiful on Cambridge 105. And Pete Robbins is here too.
Yes, I am. Hello again.
And, yes, what did we make of... we don't know what his name is, his real name. That's the first question.
Let's call him Steve. For the moment. No, okay. Good morning, no, beautiful.
Yeah. What did you make? Let's be proper. What did you make of his performance?
It was okay. It was okay.
Okay. You
know? Yeah, it was okay. I have to say, I haven't really... There wasn't anything I could deem particularly original. I've seen that sort of style a lot before.
Mm.
And although he seemed to carry himself with a lot of passion in what he was doing.
Yes, he had his eyes closed a lot.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily a good thing because... No. He, you know, there was...
Not connecting with the audience.
Yeah, no connection with the audience at all, really, to be honest, with you. It, to be honest, if I'm going to be completely frank...
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it didn't do it for me at all. You could tell he obviously hasn't performed that much before, and...
you can tell it was a last-minute thing, as far as he was concerned, as well.
I think so. I think, to be really frank, I saw an artist that didn't really, you know, come down and was like, well, no, I don't really want to be here.
Yeah.
It didn't push any of my buttons at all musically, and I'm looking forward to the next artist.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be completely honest with that.
No,
yeah.
I would agree.
It was kind of a shame, really, to kind of go from something as good as Music and Spice into that.
Yeah. William's got to pick everybody up now.
He has, and I think that's actually going to be quite a hard task for him now, because he's a young performer, he's a young songwriter, and maybe his experience might let him down in the fact that he's got to build that whole room back up to sort of some level.
Mm.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
We'll have a chat.
Absolutely.
Nicola's brought him out again. Very good at this, Nicola. Thank you very much. Yes. Here we go. Right, my first question to you. Hi. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Hi, cool.
My first question is, what is your real name? Because we don't know.
It's good. And then, no, it's Adam.
Adam.
Adam, yeah.
Okay,
it's
nice to meet you, Adam. This is my friend Pete.
Hi.
He's just sitting in the corner.
Pete. Yes.
what did you make of your performance then? Because I understand it's all been a bit sort of last minute.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, I haven't really played for a while. I didn't expect to actually get called up to play the heats and then
just checked my emails randomly today, and obviously Nicola got in touch saying, like, yeah, you're playing tonight.
Okay, so you weren't aware that you were in the heat tonight until today?
No. So I had to wing it. And
we've been aware for about a good couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know, yeah. It's very unprofessional of me. It's terrible.
Okay.
I wouldn't. Tell
us about yourself then, because you said you were in a band. So how long have you been solo for?
Well, I kind of always have done the solo stuff on the side, as probably a lot of frontmen do in bands. But it's never something I felt confident with actually performing and putting it out there. So it's always been a thing on the side.
So what were the reasons for entering the competition originally?
Honestly, if I remember rightly, when I did it, just to see what other people think of. Obviously, when you come from a little town, like, you know, what people, your friends and family say, it's good, it's wicked. But it's kind of actually good sometimes. And I said, if I get through, I'll just turn up on my own and I'll just do it. I won't tell anyone.
So was it a case of you just thought you'd try it and didn't really think that you'd actually get picked? Because it sounds like you weren't expecting to be.
Yeah, otherwise, no, I don't think I'm any different. I mean, there's a lot of talent in the area. There's, you know, there's loads of people I know. I'm kind of on my way out now, age-wise. I've done my, like...
You're not that old. Not
like to the end of the bit, but like musically.
Right.
Not to the end of the road, so to speak. Probably should have covered that tonight. Couldn't. it was just a whim. And it's just nice to sometimes just put your music out there and just be like, you don't want the gratification from people or satisfaction, or you don't need to be told that what you're doing is good. Do you know what I mean? You know you're doing what you want to do for your reason, so if other people like it, it's a bonus. And to like be called back tonight and the type of event it is, with all the, you know, fundraising and
it's a good thing to be involved with.
I mean, everyone's worked really hard, and you can see that. And Nicola, bless her, she's running around like a headless chicken,
as she always does, but
she's done a wicked job.
She always does. Okay, why Good Morning Beautiful? Was that the name of the band originally?
No, it was the name of a Deftones song.
Okay.
Which
you were almost going to cover. Well, you did cover.
I didn't cover an end. But no, it wasn't that song. But no, it's the name of a Deftones song, and I think that's the name of a Smith song. It might be, I can't remember. They got it from someone anyway. Okay. But yeah, it was just kind of something that it was in that environment. Good Morning Beautiful, you know, when you wake up, that's like... Everyone hates waking up and starting the day. It takes a while to get into your into your zone and do the things you have to do. So it was just kind of, just a name that I was toying around with and using, and I thought it'd be good. I didn't want to come out and be I'm Adam, do you know what I mean? And I have a lot of friends in the industry and a lot of people that I know doing music, and they kind of, some of them have done the same thing, and it's nice to just be that you have a word or a sentence that just doesn't mean who you are. It's kind of different from who you are.
Okay. Are we ready for the stage, Rob? You think so? Maybe. Okay. Pete, do you want to ask a question quickly?
It was. Your style's quite interesting. I'd like to know where your style of songwriting comes from, actually, in terms of who your influences might be, because it's quite hard to pinpoint. I didn't know whether there was a little bit of Smiths in there, actually.
Really? Okay, cool.
Just a little bit.
Well,
in terms of the melancholic nature.
I've always been, the whole guitar, like when I would be in a... Yes, I was kind of just a Seat in Colour. Apparently, I used to influence him without realising it. And then I would play songs, and then people would say, like, oh, that sounds like Seat in Colour. And then I listened to him, I was like, oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. So, not that he's a direct influence, but, you know, music in general.
All right, well, thank you very much for coming and chatting to us. Good luck tonight.
Cool,
and
cheers, guys.
We will cross the stage for the last performance. This
lovely
is just
stuff.
William and the
Hope
Outlaws.
Everyone enjoys it.
It all seems strange, so very strange. Way back when there was a time, I thought I could make her mine, but I was wrong. Everything I seem to say just seemed to take the other way, but I'll get along if life goes on. The sun would shine upon her only. When she walked, she'd make the highest seem so lowly. She'd make a seven seem unholy. She sad and lonely, she sad and lonely. She's a sad and lonely soul. Way back when I was small, I used to think I knew it all, but what did I know?
half of what we see is real, the other half is what we feel, and it goes to show, no one told me so. The sun would shine upon her only, when she walked it'd make the highest seem so lowly. She'd make a salmon seem unholy. She's sad and lonely. She's sad and lonely. She's a sad and lonely soul. Shine upon her only. When she walks, she'd make the highest seem so lowly. She'd make a salmon seem unholy. She's sad and lonely. She's sad and lonely. She's a sad and lonely soul. Way back when I was young, I'd be someone, but the times have changed, the world seems strange.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Right, that was a song off my EP, it's called Way Back When. It's available to download for free. I've got some leaflets which I'll pester you with afterwards. This one's another song off it. It's called I Just Want to See Her Face Again.
I'm just looking for the face I know so well. I found all of my coins in the wishing well. I'm looking for a soul that I can tell. Without her, it's been hell. I just want to see her face again. I just want to see her face again. I'm just going through the things that I would say. I'm praying that the rain don't go her way. I'd give away the world if she would stay forever and a day. I just want to see her face again. I just want to see her face again. She walks my way. When she calls my name, well, I just can't explain. I could die when I see her cry. I'm just going to the places she would go. I'm waiting for the train at the railroad. I'm looking for a way that I can show just how I need her so. I just want to see her face again. I just want to see her face again. I just want to see her face again. I just want to see her face again.
This next one's called It's a Long, Long Way to Tennessee.
It's a long, long way to Tennessee. It's a long, long way for you and me.
Well, the boss man told me so. I ain't got no place to go. It's a long, long way to Tennessee. It's a long, long way to Tennessee. And the sun, it keeps on beating down on me. But there's rain clouds up ahead. Man, I should have stayed in bed. It's a long, long way to Tennessee. It's a long, long way to Tennessee. But I've got to set me free. Well, I'm heading for the sun. I got nowhere left to run. It's a long, long way to Tennessee. It's a long, long way to Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Right, it's next one. Right, this next one's a bit of a new one. I've never really played it live before. But I'll give it a go.
Broken, I am broken. I was woken by the sea. Shaken, I was shaken. Waves were breaking over me. I fell down. I am old. I look round. The world seems cold. Frozen, I am frozen. I was stolen from a dream. Praying, I am praying. But what I'm saying will never be. And I fell down. I am old. I look round. The world seems cold. Sometimes I wonder why the sky is never blue. The sun refused to shine. Each time I asked it to, I keep on searching for a shelter from the storm. But the more I seem to wander, it seems the less that I keep warm. Broken, I am broken. I was woken by the sea.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Right. Let's get on some real music now. This one's called Ain't Alright.
Shelter set the hole that I'm stuck in. If this was a story, I don't know where I'd begin. I think about the future and I jump out of my skin. Well, there's a lady crying, she ain't got a thing to eat. She's barely got the money for the shoes upon her feet. The minister's just laughing, he says, darling, don't you know you're all the same. Someone please arrest that man. I don't even want to hear his name. no I don't. I keep on rolling by and I can't see the sun. The holy man once told me it would shine on everyone. I don't think he was lying, but I think he's got a jaded point of view. And I don't quite like the sound of him telling people what they should and should not do. Cause that ain't right. It ain't okay, there's something wrong, it ain't alright. It's taking so much shadow to identify the light. I don't think I can tolerate another second on this barren stage. It feels so wrong to think this song's about the troubles of this day and age. It ain't alright, it ain't alright, it ain't alright, it ain't alright.
Enjoying it. Good news, I'm going to play a couple more. If you're not, I'm only going to play a couple more, all right? All right, this one's called Caroline.
She takes the hairpin from her hair. The thoughts are flowing everywhere. Tries to calm herself and finds no words to say. She looks towards the looking glass, sees the future and the past. Now reflects her thoughts like words upon a page. Words upon a page. Caroline, waste no dreams on summertime. Reside in the things you feel inside. Caroline, there's a world outside these walls, you cry, but your name will never die. She turns towards the open door, calls her into nevermore. A crowd of jeering faces baying at the stage. She stumbles slowly up the stairs for a world that never cared. She used to watch the sunrise almost every day. Almost every day. Caroline, waste no dreams on summertime. Reside in the things you feel inside. Caroline, there's a world outside these walls, you cry, but your name will never die. She feels her tears begin to run. Her cheeks now shimmer in the sun. But now the clouds ascend to wash her fears away. She bows her head down to the floor. Hears the crowd begin to roar. And though her hands are tied behind, she tries to pray. She tries to pray. Caroline, waste no dreams on summertime. Reside in the things you feel inside. Caroline, there's a world outside these walls, you cry, but your name will never die. Caroline, 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 oh.
Thank you.
going to be my last song. It's called Seen the World. It's a bit of a new track. Remember, if you want an EP, I've got CDs up here and stuff, and you can download it for free. Anyway, Seen the World.
I've been wondering why trees are green. I've been walking in the autumn, but I see no autumn leaves. I've been wandering round in circles, it's the only way to go. I've been searching for the light so I can find my own shadow. I got questions but the answers on the wall. Why you see me but you don't see me at all? Now the rain is gone but I still feel it fall. I've seen the world, now I feel so small. I've been wondering why sky is blue. I've been following the clouds, cause I got nothing else to do. I've been trying to find my soul by searching in a paperback. Now I'm looking for a road so I can find my own way back. I got questions but the answers on the wall. Why I see you but you don't see me at all. Now the rain is gone but I still feel it fall. Cause I've seen the world and now I feel so small. Cause I've seen the world and now I feel so small. I got questions but the answers on the wall. Why I see you but you don't see me at all. Now the rain is gone but I still feel it fall. Cause I've seen the world and now I feel so small. Cause I've seen the world and now I feel so small.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Nice one.
Just William and the Outlaws, the Invisible Outlaws, on Cambridge 105. That was his performance, the last performance of the evening. You're listening to Cambridge 105 and the Cambridge Band Competition for the Strawberry Fair. I do have food in my mouth. I'm sorry, I'm trying to hide this fact. I had a mouthful of cookie before. Yum, yum, yum. Anyway, what's the time? It's about 22:11. Good. Okay. That means that we've got... No, I don't want another one. Thank you, Lawrence. Means we've got a little bit of time to wait before we find out the results. We've handed back our sheet. So what I think we'll do is we'll ask one of our engineers to give their opinions on what the scoring was in a little bit. You're listening to Cambridge 105. It's 10 to 11. The beer cheers are going on at the moment. We'll find out what the result of that is shortly, and we'll cross live to the stage for the overall result once we're ready for that to happen. In the meantime, it's time to ask Pete for his thoughts on Just William and the Outlaws.
Well, yeah, a great songwriter. I couldn't help but get Freewheeling era Bob Dylan.
Yep.
From that, which of course is Dylan's...
You weren't the only one that said that. I saw some other people mouthing Bob Dylan's name.
Yeah, I think a lot of people felt that way, but it particularly reminded me of some of the songs like Blowing in the Wind, which is off Dylan's first full solo original acoustic album, because of course Dylan's original first album was actually a load of folk songs. Or that had already been written, like traditional Americana folk songs. It was really good. I would like to have seen some more differences in his voice, tone-wise, I suppose. It didn't really move around too much.
What did you want to do, breakdance?
No, I meant his vocals.
Oh, I see his vocals, yeah. Right, sorry.
Not him himself. No, I wasn't expecting him to kind of moonwalk across the stage with an acoustic guitar. Good. That's it. Hee-hee or something there. Anyway.
Let's not go there.
But, they were solid songs, really nice songs. I think, once again, all the performers seem to be quite young in terms of their stage.
They're all in their 20s.
Yeah, in their songwriting. Well, I mean, you know, not that doesn't necessarily mean their age, but in terms of their musical sort of, what the sort of songs they're singing, what they're singing about, and the way they're writing, they all seem quite young for that. So it's been interesting though tonight. I've seen some really great stuff, and you know, we've seen some maybe not so great stuff as well. But I think there is room for every artist to get something out of tonight.
Yeah. Mm. Overall standard.
Quite high.
I
would say so. Sort of medium to high. I mean, for me, there's one clear winner tonight. I think.
I would agree.
So it's, you know, has there been a standard? No, it's been quite up and down. And I would actually, compared to last year, I think the standard's been quite low.
Yes,
tonight.
I'm actually disappointed overall.
Well,
if it wasn't
you,
for the...
Do you go as far as disappointed? Because, you know, you can only have what Cambridge is offering as far as artists are concerned.
But do you think we've... Either the good people haven't entered this year, or I say good people, but you know what I mean.
Well, the thing is, I think if you want a standard that's above, it's difficult because you need, you know, the artists that tend to be a standard above, which may be, you know, the Dan Wilds and the Tom Copsons
sort of
this world, are probably at a stage in their career where they're not looking to do something like this anymore. So it's about finding those people with, you know, so it's always a bit of a grey area trying to find people with I don't even want to say the correct amount of talent because that's just really not right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's anyway. Did you want to go across?
Because
I think we've got
a
winner being announced.
Wonderful helper and busy lady, tireless, and she's. I must admit, I have gained a bit of respect for this lady because she takes a lot of flack in this game, running around doing things, sorting things out. She just keeps going. She keeps bouncing back. And I would like you to welcome to the stage the lovely Nicola Holland.
Hey, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming. Been fairly quiet night, but in actual fact, everybody that has been here has been absolutely fantastic. So, with no further ado, the winner of tonight is Music and Spies. Do you want to come up here for a sec? We've got 50 tickets for these guys to sell for the final. And also, as well, they get to keep £1 from each of the tickets, and they get 50 tickets, so it means that they could actually make 50 quid to help towards whatever they're doing. Congratulations, guys. But do you want to say something really quickly, considering you're really non-serious? You're not quite sure what it means.
Say something to your people.
Yes. thanks. Thank you everybody for cheering and everything. That was really nice. Thanks for enjoying us and stuff like that. Thanks for voting. And yeah, do you want to say something? Because I'm really struggling here. No. You come over here and just, I'll even put it higher for you. There you go.
I'll say enjoy them.
Yes.
Yay, it's official.
I'm not proposing.
Apparently that's happening later.
Yeah, thanks.
Are you like a gay couple?
No.
You're not? Okay. Just one.
We just
it's fine. Nick, I would have mentioned it if I'd known.
Yeah,
you bounce off each other. Nick, you want to announce?
Right. Okay, God, everyone's too tall. I'm a bit of a short arse. Okay, so also as well tonight, the Cambridge Rock Festival, unfortunately this year, could not give a prize for a band, but they could give a prize for an acoustic act. And there is two acoustic acts that are actually up for it, which you will be able to find out at the final, if again you want to come along to that, and it will be announced there. And again, also as well, thank you very much to Tom and Chris for coming and doing this. Absolutely fantastic. And to Strawberry Fair, to Will, in the sound box over there, to 105 that is live and everything. Good night and have a wicked weekend.
Good night, thank you. Good night, thank you.
Thank you, Nicola, and good night.
So there we are.
We are live on Cambridge 105.
Yeah, as Nicola just said.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Well, there we go. Well, the act that we were talking about that we both thought were going to be the clear winners ended up being the clear winners.
And Music and Spies, and really well deserved as far as I'm concerned. You know, great stage presence, really interesting songs, it wasn't run of the mill. It was. It really was something different. They engaged well, and the songs were great. A good technical ability. Just a really good act all round. I really can't wait to see what they're going to do in the final, and it'll be great to see them go.
I'm looking forward to seeing them on the Junction stage. I think they'll be great up there.
I think hopefully they'll use it well as well as performers. It'll be good to do that. Yeah,
definitely. All right. Well, it's been a good night. As Nicola said, the standard of performances has been decent. I would say, as I agree with Pete, I think it's been a bit up and down. And perhaps not as high as I was hoping for, to be honest. But there we go. Next week, I would give you the lineup for next week, but it's changing quite a lot, so I'm not going to, because it will probably be different by the time we get here next Friday. But next week is the heaviest night of the competition. It's the rock metal night. So if you like your rock music, tune in next week. I'll be joined next week. My expert next week is Sky Keeble, a.k.a. Clincher from Clincher's Crunch Time. So he knows all about his metal music, so he'll be with us next week. Then the following week is the Indie Week, and joined by Rich Hughes, hopefully, ex of The Visitor. He's going to come back and give us his expert opinion, because he was good fun last year. And then the Junction Final is on the 5th of April, with Music and Spies, and Daff M will be the two performers that are through so far. The Beer Cheer winners were Music and Spies as well. So obviously that's void now, because they've got through. They don't need the Beer Cheer. We're going to see if we can find out what the... or who the second place was as well. Mm. That would be good. But it's the highest cheer from the whole competition overall. So we don't know whether it will be Music and Spies or Simon Panrucker from last week, who got the biggest beer cheer from last week. Highlights will be available as a podcast on the Cambridge 105 website. What's been your highlights, Pete?
Well, you know, I think without question it's Music and Spies. Mm. But it was really nice to see someone like Will come through and just do some great acoustic music, you know, some, you know, real old school. I mean, everyone's going to compare him to Dylan. I compared him to Dylan. But actually, there was nothing wrong with what he did. And actually, you know, if people are out there that are listening and want to go and check out some of Will's stuff, I suggest you do, because actually his recordings are very, very good.
Yeah.
And I think he's actually more of a recording artist than he is a live artist in some respects. Mm. That would probably be the highlight for me. That, you know, we had a great opener in terms of Christian as well. I mean, I think he opened up quite well. It would have been great to see the standard overall being raised a little bit. If you think about the sort of acoustic artists we had last year, you know, in Fred's House and people like that, it would have been really good to do that. Anyway, I believe, I don't know what's going on out there, actually.
We've got Nicola.
Oh, Nicola's here. Hello,
good
Nicola.
Evening.
I'm going to grab Music and Spies to come back and congratulate them. How are you?
Apart from running out here, absolutely fine.
Good.
Is that the hardest thing you've had to do tonight?
What, running out
running
here?
Running out here, yes.
Hang on 2 seconds. Apparently I've got to put my earphones on. Oh, hello. Oh, look, I can hear it. Okay,
that's it. Yeah,
yeah,
you can.
Brilliant. Mm. No, it hasn't been the hardest thing I've had to do this evening. The hardest thing was everybody turning up to come to their sound checks.
Yes.
Which was great. Brilliant.
But it all turned out all right in the end. It was
very
all good.
Very much so. Very much so. Yeah. Great evening. Very easy listening. Just very, very good.
Excellent. I think Music and Spies really, you know, Tim and I were just talking, they really did deserve that.
To win
tonight. Yeah, I think so.
Yes, they did.
They really
certainly
did.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit odd this year, because with the tradition of the Cambridge Band Competition, it's a lot of rock and indie, and this year we've had a real mix-up. So obviously Heat 3 is going to be rock and indie and thrash, but even Heat 4 is going to be a little bit of a mix of country and blues and funk. And I mean, even tonight for Heat 2, it was a little bit different to your normal acoustic singer-songwriters that you would get through to the Cambridge Band Comp. So
yeah,
it's been good.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there was a decent range of whether you like the styles of all the artists or not, there was definitely a decent range in terms of skill and style. You know, I was just saying, William, I mean, you know, if you closed your eyes, you could have been listening to Bob Dylan in part.
Very much so. And do you know, he actually stated when I was asking him every single week just to help Tom and Chris on the stage to introduce the bands and the artists, I always ask for three things. And one of the things that I ask for is who you aspire to and who you think you are the next up-and-coming artist of. And he did actually state the fact Bob Dylan.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah, that's good. So it's good that we happen to be in tune, whether it's by luck or by something else, in tune with what's going on with the artists this evening. Mm. But Music and Spies, I really did think they deserved that, because just overall they were just a great act, you know. Good technical ability, an unusual fresh style of songwriting. It was original, it was them, and great fun with it as well. Really, really good.
One of the things they also stated as well was that they don't actually understand the meaning of the word serious.
Yes.
No, they don't.
Which is great. Mm. And apparently if they do, then it means fun.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's great. And you can really tell that they've worked hard together, because the way they interacted with each other on stage as well. Yeah,
definitely. And apparently just a second ago, they also stated they were engaged even though they're not gay. Great.
they're a pair of jokers, those two, but they're good lads.
Yes.
So what's going on with next week? Have you got a confirmed lineup for next week?
We do, yeah. Asking me right now, 100%.
No,
we've actually had...
It's changed quite a lot, hasn't it? That's why
yeah,
I'm asking.
Yeah, it has. For the first time again in the last 4 years that Strawberry Fair has been doing the band comp, we've had two band changes in the Rock Heat. So we were looking at having an all-out thrash band in
yeah.
that have wow. unfortunately, due to complications within band members, had to pull out. But again, we said, please do enter in 2014. We've got Simple Tones,
yep.
Screen People that have yep. been on before and also have quite a big following. And it's really bad of me at the Sum of Night to not remember the other two, and I do apologise, but I'm sure for next week I will.
Okay,
so
I can't remember them either. That's all right. Well, we'll be back next week. But thank you very much, Nicola.
105, thank you very much for being live as normal. And yeah, great, thank you. Have
Cheers.
A good weekend.
Oh, sorry. It's our pleasure.
All right. I think what we're going to do, I'm going to ask the engineers if it's possible, can we record an interview with Music and Spies for a podcast? Yes, let's do that, because we need to get off the air live. We'll have a chat with Music and Spies, and we're not limited with any time or anything like that. So we'll do that. The podcast will be available on Monday on the website, cambridge105.fm. In the meantime, we are ready to go back to the studio. Fingers crossed, there's somebody on the other end waiting to take over from our broadcast.
That would be good.
Thank you very much, Pete, for your...
No problem.
Analysis.
It was fun to be down here, and I always like doing these outside broadcasts, so it was great. And it was even more great to come and chat about you know, something I'm so strongly passionate about, which is acoustic music.
Indeed. Yeah.
Thank
All
you.
Right, we'll be back again from the Strawberry Fair Band competition next week, next Friday from 7 o'clock. Have a good evening.
Broadcasting live on location.
All right, well, we just got off air from the Cambridge Band competition. We ran out of time to talk to Music and Spies, but we're not live, but we're on tape, and this is for a podcast. Well done. Congratulations. Round of applause, everybody.
Hooray! Yes.
On behalf of Music and Spies, I'd like to thank you all very much.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Well,
on the other half of
we represented over half of the judging panel this evening, so you have us to thank. Although I'm sure the other judges agreed as well.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yes. I having talked to the judges, I think it's probably unanimous. Vote.
I think it was a landslide, actually. Yep. Personally, to be honest. And that's no slight on the other competitors. It's just as much about what you guys did in comparison to the others as well.
That's very nice. Thank you.
So, yeah. how are you surprised?
Yes, we are. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
What did you think of the other artists, and who was your favourite?
Oh, be honest.
We liked the first guy. He was a really nice guy. We got to know him as well.
Christian. Yeah, he was a lovely chap. He was. Yeah.
And we saw William without his Outlaws last week, yeah. And he was, you know.
We always enjoy a bit of Just William.
We always. Yeah. Well, we enjoyed it that night, and we enjoyed it this night.
Yeah.
But I liked the guy at the beginning. He was a good guy. They called him a hedgehog.
Yeah, Mr.
He had interesting hair. I did notice that.
There's a new band name there, isn't there? The Hedgehog.
William the Hedgehog.
Yes. No, just
Christian the Hedgehog.
The Hedgehog.
Christian the Hedgehog.
The Hog.
The Hog. That's terrible. Oh, dear.
You played the Portland Isles before.
We certainly have.
For you, the last time before they did the gig room up. Not played here since then, no?
It's very pretty.
It is a nice room, isn't it? Yeah.
It is nice. Where does it rank in terms of some other places that you've played of a similar sort of size, not obviously bigger venues?
I think
it's definitely, you know, generally that sort of size is dingy, horrible backroom pub, but yeah. So that's pretty good.
It's nice. that was nice. I think the biggest places we played was the HMV Institute and Corn Exchange, and that went far off it, wasn't it? That was quite big, it was quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be playing the Cambridge Junction.
I know. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I'm looking forward
tickets
to seeing that.
Tickets and everything, Nathan.
How are you going to do with those 50 tickets?
Yeah. No, we ain't got any friends.
Do you guys want to buy some tickets?
Well, you want to come?
Yeah.
Buy one anyway.
We'll take
10
each.
There.
Yeah. No, I'm afraid not. Yeah. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
But even though you're playing, I still want you to be part of our broadcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would have been nice to sit in here and chill out with you guys.
Well, we'll be inside.
In that way, it's a shame we won. But other than that, it's a really good thing that we
won. Outside that night. We'll be inside.
Yes.
We get VIP access. You've not done the Cambridge Junction before, have you, Rob? No.
Can we come and chill with you guys in a VIP?
Yeah, of course you can.
Wicked.
We'll be chilling with the Chris Dahl and the homies and things like that.
Is that chilling like ice cream filling?
Yeah, that's it. Yes. That's the one.
Yeah.
You can tell I'm not all like that.
Come on there.
Is Dan familiar with how he was described by Tom? Do we know? How you were described by
him? Not going to grow his head, are you?
I don't know. I'd like it to be repeated.
You were a nice little package, apparently.
Yes. Well, there you go.
No, that was both of us, wasn't it? It's a nice little package.
I always told him it was just
you. Both a nice little package, right?
Well, we come as a package.
We're a package. Yeah. I'm a pack. He's a pack. Together we're a package.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're two packs.
So we're two packs.
Yeah.
Two packs.
Two puck.
Two pucks.
All you need is a chicot. Oh, sorry about that. That was terrible on me. Anyway.
Oh, I've only just got that.
Yeah, oh, you just got that. Oh, dearie me. That's it. I'm sure all this will be cut out.
Yeah. I hope not. This is raw,
is,
you know.
This is true bants, you know. This is bants.
Yeah. Cambridge.
When you play
bants.
The final, you're going to be up against acts that are completely different to you. In fact, you'll stick out quite a lot because you'll be more stripped out than everybody else.
Like
does that bother
thumb.
You? Have you done a competition against rock metal bands?
The first gig we ever played in London, we followed a heavy metal band.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, really?
It was amazing.
It always happens to us. We always seem to get booked on like metal nights or just crazy reggae nights.
Did the promoters not listen to you before they go, that'll go well?
I think I harass the hell out of them and say, I don't mind what night we play, just give us a gig, I don't really care.
Oh,
and they're like,
so it's sort of your own doing that
so
you end up on these crazy,
not my fault, I suppose,
crazy gigs.
Then we go out there, we're like, hey, we're Music Inspires and we play acoustic black metal.
That's it. So when you play the Junction, are you, you know, it's a big stage, it's a much bigger stage than the Portland. Are you planning to, I can see actually that you, given the opportunity, you guys might bounce around a little bit.
There might be a little bit of movement. Well, A couple of Ed Sheerans.
Give it a bit of this.
Yeah.
A couple of Ed Sheerans.
The old back step there.
The old back step and head down jobber.
Yeah. Nothing wrong
I think
with
you
that,
should dress for the occasion.
Onesies.
That's it.
Onesies.
Yeah, I think you should, I think seriously, I think you should do something.
If Cambridge 105 officially dare us to do the Junction in onesies, we will do
it. Totally dare.
Charity. That
there totally dare.
Red Nose Day.
Yeah.
It's done. It's done. Consider it done.
There we go.
Do it. Absolutely. No, but in all seriousness, I think it was really well deserved your win tonight. And you know, I look forward to see the, you know, what happens at the Junction and the set at the Junction. And have you now got to go away and think, right, what are we going to do to better our set? Or are you going to think about it? Or are you going to be pretty relaxed about and just kind of do what you do? Like,
we'll probably forget about it and then remember it and be like, oh.
Yeah, please don't be late for that one.
Yeah,
no, we
late.
Won't. Nicola almost castrated us.
Yeah, I didn't want that.
No,
that was my least favourite thing to do.
No, you wouldn't be a nice little package then.
No, I certainly wouldn't have a nice little
package. No,
don't anger the Holland. Don't do it. No,
we certainly shan't.
Right, and on that note, I think we'll finish.
Yeah, I think I ruined that interview. Thank you very much, guys. And
if you didn't, I did.
Yes, your two-pack joke. Anyway, thank you very much, Music Inspires.
Thanks for having us.